Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com. I fish these rods and reels myself and could not be happier with the code BASSRADIO20. Today we wrap up the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors at Grand Lake of the Cherokees in Oklahoma. We have the top three finishers for you, beginning with Missouri's Cody Huff, who finished third, followed by Wisconsin's Adam Rasmussen, an Opens EQ angler who made a run on Championship Sunday. And finally, in the Rapala winner's circle, it's Alabama stick Justin Hamner. He will join us. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we get things started with our top three show coming off of the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic, how about a Bass Pro Shops Pro, a Rapala Pro as well? It got it done with an OG Tiny. Among other things, and a Missile Baits mini flip as well. So we share sponsors, okay? I'm going to be totally honest about that. Whenever I'm sharing sponsors with an angler, it just happens to be, you know, these guys did a lot of damage. What can I tell you? Cody Huff joins us now on the VMC hook. Cody, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Doing great this morning. We're fishing, so we're having a good morning.
Fishing is always good. You guys are always fishing. That's tremendous. And, of course, you were fishing last weekend and got yourself to third place in the Bassmaster Classic. You must have had a pretty good feeling going into Grand Lake. This is a place that helped you make the elites back in 2021. I think you finished like eighth or something like that at Grand Lake in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open there, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm not real familiar with the place, but, you know, over the past several years, it has been awful nice.
Yeah, it has been awful good. And just tell me about how your practice wasn't going in and how you felt about it, you know, going into day one when you had that huge 21-pound bag.
Yeah, it was one of those good practices that you don't really expect. You know, it seemed like I actually found the fish that I done well off of probably the first 3 minutes of the first day. And it was just one of those deals that just somehow they stayed for 7 days, you know, until the first day of the tournament. And then we had to go from after that and they kind of left me, but at least I got one good day out of them.
Yeah, and well, I'd say still it was three good days since you finished third overall in the tournament. Not like that day, that 21-pound day on day one. There wasn't a lot of expectation of how many 20-pound bags there would be, though, right? I mean, you must have felt, you know, really good on day one because it was, you know, this had to feel a little bit of a grinder.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean, it was one of those tournaments that you just really didn't know when the lake was going to bust loose, because it could have happened any day. And I think if it would have stayed warm, it really would have busted loose for everybody. But it seemed like when that cold front came, it really knocked them in the head.
You know, with Bass Pro Shops as the title sponsor of the tournament, I wouldn't say it was added pressure, but that must have been something that, you know, felt good for you to be able to represent Bass Pro Shops the way you did in this tournament.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, that was a pretty special deal because, I mean, as much as they do for me, I'm just, I feel like I owe everything to them. So, doing good in a tournament that they are the title sponsor of was just, I mean, icing on the cake.
And of course, Rick Klun, your mentor there in Missouri and a guy who has meant so much to you. And he was celebrated throughout the 3 days. Obviously, you were fishing, but you must have got a sense of some of the stuff that was going on at the weigh-ins and so on as they were celebrating Rick Klun.
Yeah, I did. That was pretty awesome that they took the time to do that because, I mean, he deserves it. And you know, there's nobody else in our sport that's, you know, took the time to – I mean, devote his whole life to it, really.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cody Huff with us coming off his third place finish at the Classic. Talk to me about the decision to go with the OG Tiny, the Rapala OG Tiny for flat-sided crankbait. This is a smaller bait, and just talk to me about your setup for it and what you were looking for with that bait.
You know, so like, first of all, the bass were eating real, like really small thread fin, in the area that I was in. And, it seemed like you had to have something that wasn't going to hang all the time. And, I didn't want something that was diving very deep at all. So that tiny ended up being the perfect bait for that situation.
Yeah, and you kind of, you went with bright colors with it. Were you in stained water? I mean, was that the deal? Even, you know, because you didn't go exactly with a natural looking color pattern.
Yeah, it had a good stain in the area that I was in, so I wanted something that I knew would pop to them.
And then you would turn around and throw that that little half ounce Missile Baits mini flip jig in there as well. Talk to me about that, and you know, what would make you decide, okay, I'm gonna now, you know, get to this jig.
You know, I didn't actually catch them in the same area on the jig.
Mm-hmm.
The fish after the cold front on the first day ended up leaving me, and I had to scrap that at about 11 o'clock. And just go find some new ones.
And you got it done.
So I went and found some areas, you know, like some of the last deep water and some of the creeks that ended up paying pretty well. They seemed to have a lot of fish on them, but seemed like all week the fish were just in really small areas.
Talk to me about your use of forward-facing sonar and how it helped you, if it helped you, in this particular event. Because, you know, there was a fear that this was going to all be offshore-type stuff, and we saw that it wasn't. You know, a lot of you were in the creeks, and, you know, we got to see docks and shoreline and all that kind of stuff as well. But how did it help you, if it helped you at all?
You know, I did not use it any.
Nice.
It was just one of those tournaments where I was fishing. So it was a tournament. It was kind of fun to get to catch them shallow, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good week.
Well, speaking of shallow, I mean, off to Florida as the Elite Series gets going once again, you're off to a pretty good start. I mean, you finished really strong last year in the northern swing. I mean, you went up there and did some pretty good damage when you got up north last year. And, you know, this year you get off to a good start, so you know that's in the back of your mind back there when you will go north eventually. But talk about Florida and your expectation for getting down there and, you know, getting yourself in great shape as this AOI chase starts to develop.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't really know what to expect. It'll be my first time down there this time of year. But I really am looking forward to it. I think it'll be a little different. I feel like the fish might bite a little better. I did see some recent weights from the Harris chain, and it looked like there might be some problems or something going on there. It seemed like the weights were really, really down. So I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, hopefully there isn't a funk, but I have heard word, you know, people talking about fish kills and stuff like that.
Really?
So I'll be curious to see what it's like when we get down there.
Really, yeah, and that place, I've fished a few tournaments there myself, and there's so many different places that you can go. I mean, you know, it seems like somebody always seems to find them somewhere biting, but you have a lot of options, certainly, depending on how many canals you want to go through.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like an endless maze there. The guy can find a place to fish by himself if he wants to, or whatever. That's the good thing, is I feel like it's a real diverse place that they're going to be biting somewhere, no matter what, so somebody's going to catch them.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's always somebody on them for sure. And as I said, last year you finished, you know, 20th at St. Clair, 3rd at Lake Champlain, and then 14th at the St. Lawrence River. And, you know, a Missouri guy, I don't see a ton of tournaments up there on your resume. Just seems to be something that fits your eye, I guess.
Yeah, I love fishing. I haven't done it much, but I do really enjoy it. So I feel like that's why I end up, you know, doing good at it. I just really like fishing that way, and I like those deep, clear places every now and again.
And I suppose Smith Lake is something you're looking forward to a little bit as well. You finished 5th there at the Open in 2021. And, you know, so that's a place that obviously that's going to be different. It's like the weekend before the 4th of July, so that ought to be pretty interesting. But at least you have some good history there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I was I saw that, and it was a little nerve-wracking. That's going to be crazy, especially when you get on to Saturday and Sunday, you know.
Oh,
it's going to be
It's going to be nuts.
You got an interesting story.
You had to fish that one from a pontoon boat. You know what I mean? So everybody else is going to be on a pontoon boat out there.
I might have to just check into that. That might be the safest option.
That might be the way to go for sure. Cody Huff has been our guest. Cody, we appreciate you so much. Congrats on a great classic. And I know you're going to have an outstanding year. Good luck in Florida as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you. That's Cody Huff. And, again, another rising star there. Just in his third year on the tour and is going to do really, really well. He's off to a good start on the elite size and, of course, the third-place finish at the Classic. Doesn't suck either. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, the guy who finished second, another Rapala guy, Adam Rasmussen, is up next. This is Phoenix Bowls Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man.
If you overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we continue to move through our top three from the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic, presented by Jockey Outdoors. And coming in second place was a guy that, well, I'd be, you know, full disclosure, we share a lot of sponsors. You guys know I talk about the new Crush City series of soft plastics from Rapala all the time. I talk about the Rapala Maverick all the time. And a guy who does the same and fishes that stuff for sure is Adam Rasmussen from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. He finished second in the Bassmaster Classic, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Adam, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Last time we talked, you had just won at Wheeler last season, fishing the Bassmaster Opens on the EQ side. And you had a pretty good season last year, finished 24th, 25th, somewhere like that, you know, on the qualification list, a little bit lower than that this year so far to start the season. But yet you have this great tournament here in the Classic. Did you have a good feeling heading into Grand Lake, you know, in terms of what you felt like your prospects would be?
Yeah, I was definitely looking forward to going to Grand Lake. I was there in 2021, the first year I fished the Open. I like the lake. It's I like to throw a jig when I can, and it's definitely a lake that you can throw a jig, a spinnerbait. You can kind of pick your poison on what you want to do.
Yeah, and you did a lot of damage with that jig, with the new Crush City cleanup craw on there. Just talk about that setup and what you were looking for when you decided to go to a jig and alternating back and forth between the spinnerbait and the jig.
With the jig, I was primarily fishing brush piles, and it changed day to day. Some days I would catch them up in, you know, 4 to 6 foot of water. The next day they're in 8 to 10, and they're like 10 to 15. We just kind of had to move around, keep an open mind, figure out a depth that they like that day. Throwing the jig in the brush piles, and then first 2 days, late in the day, I caught some good ones on a spinnerbait, just chunk rock points, like flat points they're staging on.
You use that Rapala Maverick 110 some as well, the new jerkbait from Rapala. And I always used to struggle throwing a Rapala jerkbait, and I love the fact that they put the transfer system in this bait. You know, it seems like it casts so much better, you know, with that transfer system, and it has been a very effective bait. We saw Patrick Walters catching them on it as well earlier in the tournament, and I know you picked up a few fish with that, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to become I've never really been a jerkbait fan. Seems these days, with technology that we use, you always have to have a couple of jerkbaits tied on. And yeah, like you said, with that weight transfer system, you can launch that thing. Fish is really good. I can't wait to see if we come out with a deep diving version.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely... definitely a jerkbait I've been putting to use a little bit this year. And when I get back up north in May for the smallmouth tournaments, we're definitely going to be wearing the paint off of some of those.
Well, I know that Matt Jensen and Dan Quinn and those guys all listen to the show. So if they weren't planning on, having a deep diving version, they will. I would imagine it. I'm sure a number of guys have reached out and said, okay, now we need to kind of extend that lip a little bit. Let's see if we can't get that thing down a little bit deeper and do some damage. Yep. With that thing. Adam Rasmussen was with us here talking a little bit about what went on at Grand Lake, where he finished second there. And you're a walleye fisherman from way back, right? You're a guide. You still have Rasmussen Outdoors up there in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, which for those of you that don't know is even north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I mean, this is north. He's not one of the Canadians that are on tour, but you can see him from there. That's for sure. but just talk about that transition going from, you know, walleye guide to professional bass fisherman and the differences, because I know, you know, on my home lake, Tim's Ford Lake in Tennessee, we'll pick up a walleye every once in a while, but we're sure not targeting them. That's for sure. And they're not the size of those ones that you guys get up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Like I got this quick rundown on my background. I started guiding right out of high school. And I wanted to fish for a living. And obviously that was the most, for me at the time, that was the smartest thing to do, take the guaranteed income. And so I ran a lot of walleye trips. I did a little muskie guiding. Always kind of found myself bass fishing for fun. And then about 8 years ago, I moved to Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, and I started running a salmon boat up there. So long story short, right now I guide salmon, trout, walleyes, smallmouth. And then when we have ice in the wintertime, I'm out doing that as well. So I guess I spend a lot of time fishing for a lot of different fish, but, fish are generally the same, you know. They need some structure. They need food. And they do have fins and they can swim around. So they all kind of act the same. And I think just all that time I've spent fishing in my life growing up has definitely helped me out getting pointing myself in the right direction when I come to these southern lakes that I've never spent any time on.
How has the forward-facing sonar revolution affected you as a guide? I mean, is it something where you got clients that come out, they want to learn about that, or is it something that you just use up front to help find the fish, get your clients on the fish?
Really, I just use it up front to find them. Where I'm from, as far as, like, bass fishing goes, mm-hmm. most of the time you can just see them through your costas, so... Just having a good pair of sunglasses will help you figure out where they're at or where you need to cast. But it's definitely something. So I run a DVX, Vexus walleye boat, mm-hmm. or multi-species boat, whatever you want to call it, for mm-hmm. most of my guiding. I'm definitely going to be running three Hummingbird Apexes with Mega Live on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just so my customers have something to look at as well. Cause now it's kind of, everybody wants to see what it's all about. So we'll yeah. have that stuff on the boat this year for them to play with and teach them. And
yeah. Adam Rasmussen with us here. Were you aware of the rule that if a non-elite had won the Bassmaster Classic, that you automatically qualified for the elites. You obviously have a desire to fish the Elite Series because you're fishing in the EQs on the open side. Were you aware of that rule that you were that close to potentially punching your ticket to the elites?
Yeah, I was definitely aware that if I would have won the Classic, I would have got an elite berth. That's kind of what bummed me out about taking second and being so close.
Were you, you needed Justin to stumble a little bit. He had over 20 pounds each of the first 2 days. And at what point in time, and I'm not sure if you've gone back and seen any of the video yet of this, of Championship Sunday, but you had pulled within 9 ounces. I mean, you were right there. Did you feel like, maybe you were putting a bag together that could have pushed him?
Yeah. At one point in time, things were just happening that wouldn't normally happen. Just made some decisions I probably wouldn't normally make. It happened. And usually when that happens, you end up winning a tournament. Mm. And, so I knew it was going to be close. Unfortunately I broke a big one off. I don't know how big it was. I set the hook, couldn't move it, and got a couple head shakes out of it. It ran me over a stump, broke my line, but there's nothing you can do about that. That's part of fishing.
You talk about your...
It is what it is.
Yeah, you talk about your guiding and the amount of stuff that you do in the summertime up there. However, you do have 6 tournaments left in the EQs on the St. Croix Bassmaster Open side of things. It hasn't gone the way you hoped for the first 3 events. But again, you always have that opportunity to win one of those things and put yourself back in the Classic. Just what are your thoughts moving forward the rest of the way on the open side of things?
Yeah, I definitely have some ground to make up this year on the opens, but we'll take the momentum from this, and we're going to fish harder than ever. I definitely want to get back to the Classic, and I'd love to be there in 2025 fishing it. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a little bit lucky and win ourselves another open and get there. Otherwise, in November is the Nation Championship. I qualified for that in February.
Okay.
So we'll have another shot. We'll have a shot for some Classic berths and an elite berth at that too. So the year's not over. We're going to keep our head down and keep fishing hard.
So as much as you love the guiding, the tournament angling is something obviously that you got the bug for as well, and certainly have the skill for. And so that's the goal, to make it to the elites ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been guiding for 20 years, 20 plus years. It's time to have some me time. And I love the challenge of going to new bodies of water, trying to figure it out, learning new techniques, and just kind of having to do all that on my own. I really enjoy it. So that's what the focus is on now, but still have to pay the bills too, so I'll be guiding, full time in between.
Well, we'll see you down at Logan Martin. I'll be fishing that one as well, that open, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Rapala Pro Adam Rasmussen has been our guest. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Tom. We'll talk soon.
All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Justin Hamner joins us in the Rapala Winner's Circle next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details. Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
It's your boy Seth Fighter, and I'm going to give you my picks for the Rapala Fantasy Fishing.
That's kind of where my picks are going, guys who are good little electronics.
Got a lot of experience. I think he led a day or two last year.
Post-spawn fish that are a little bit finicky. They've been, you know, hit pretty hard through the storm. They wanted to feed up.
But in Bucket A, there was one name that jumped out on that list. Me!
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. Have you checked out the Rapala new line of soft plastics from Rapala? The Crest City series has just been so outstanding. It's been responsible for hundreds of thousands of dollars in winnings since they were introduced last year. And look for some new designs coming out this upcoming year as well. It's Crush City from Rapalot. Well, getting the job done at the Bassmaster Classic, of course, Justin Hamner. And this is a young man that I fished with in a Bassmaster Open back in 2020 at Lake Hartwell. And I ran around telling everybody that this kid's got it. And he was the best jerkbait fisherman that I had ever been around. And with all due respect to some of the other great jerkbait fishermen out there that I haven't been in the boat with, but Hamner was outstanding that day, and he was outstanding all weekend long at the Classic, and he joins us now in the Rapala Winner's Circle. Justin, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. As much as I get to be on here now, I'm doing real good.
Yeah, not too long ago. I have to start sending you checks here pretty soon. I'll be like a sponsor of Justin Hamner. You didn't have any sponsors when we first met. We were in an old boat. You had a broken down rod that, you know, that you bought at Walmart or Academy Sports, whatever. You cut the end off and you tape it up and use it as a jerkbait rod and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, just absolutely amazing story of yours. And, you know, that was just four short years ago, 3.5 years ago. Now you're the Bassmaster Classic champion. How do you explain it?
I can't explain it. I'm still at loss for words just hearing my name after you say Bassmaster Classic champ. It doesn't seem real. But, hey, that $30 Academy rod was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was. You still have it, you told me the other day, right? You still got that thing in a rod locker?
I still have it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's sitting in my fishing room. Got it sitting in the corner. It's just, oh, no, one of them signs reminds you where you came from.
Yeah, it does.
I'll never forget it.
Does have to remind you where you came from. You had a good feeling going into Grand Lake at a Cherokees. I mean, what was that based on?
All the research that I did, you know, I've never been on that lake. So it might've been, wow, some of it was a misconception, but, dude, I don't know. I had that confidence. And ever since watching when Cliff Pace won, like in 2013, he was, you know, just going down the bank with the jig. And then that was also the tournament Hank Cherry, you know, got second and throwing a jerkbait. I was like, man, this place just sets up right up my alley. And I don't know. Ever since then, it's just kind of been in the back of my mind of I really want to go fish that lake one day because I think I could do well.
You know, a lot of people were concerned that this would be an all forward facing tournament, all offshore forward facing tournament, and people were happy to see that thing called the bank, you know, and docks in play. And it was like, wait a minute, what are we looking at? What is that? Oh, that's shore. I guess they don't fish these tournaments in the ocean. You know, there's a shore right there. But still you used it. Talk about how you used your forward-facing sonar in this particular instance where you were fishing very shallow at times, even around structured docks and things like that, and how you know, your forward-facing sonar came into play.
Yeah, it was, I think I did utilize it a little bit differently than probably most people even think of, but dude, I was 100% just fishing like I would have back in the day, you know, targeting laydowns, targeting those creek channel swings. But, you know, having that technology to be able to tell what's going on as I'm fishing that way, is that was huge key for me. So I, you know, for instance, would throw it a laydown, and Grand Lake has so many trash fish, and that, you know, like carp and drum and catfish, whatever it is. I've never seen a place so full of that type of fish, but I would have to throw it a laydown. There might be 30 or 40 trash fish in one laydown, and I would be watching my jerkbait just to see if any of those fish actually started to come towards my bait, and then I would know, okay, there is a bass in there. So I just have to keep making multiple casts. But, you know, it was never a deal of like targeting isolated fish or, you know, specific fish. It was just more or less just seeing what reacted to my bait.
For those that don't have the forward-facing sonar, and it's that time of year all throughout the Mid-South where, you know, the water temperature's high 50s, low 60s, and fish moving back into those creeks, would you have still been fishing those areas? I mean, you wouldn't necessarily see the fish reacting to the bait, but it would still be, is that still a way that you would attack them?
100%. I mean, my main focus was targeting just those, you know, creeks that I was actually targeting, those deeper creeks that had a little bit cooler water, because I was looking for those fish that were, you know, more in the pre-spawn mode than they were, you know, getting closer to the spawn, just because they're more predictable. So, and they're, man, I don't know if you saw any of them, but they are fat. They are ready to pop. So obviously they weigh more, but yeah, I was just targeting, you know, those deeper creeks and those creek channel swings, you know, bluff wall kind of deals, same way I normally would. So yeah, for sure.
You
helped me to be able to know what was there.
Right. You led days one and two. You went into day three. In your mind, you were thinking 20 pounds, which, you know, certainly, you know, you average 20 pounds a day for 3 days, you're going to win that tournament. But you didn't have 20 pounds on the last day. You kind of got off to a slow start. Someday, if you haven't already looked at the coverage, the replay of it, you'll see that at one particular point in time, you know, Adam Rasmussen pulled within 9 ounces of you unofficially, and it was that close that you had gotten off to a little bit of a slow start. When was that aha moment that you said, you know what, I think I got this? Or did that not happen until you got all the way in and were able to check Bass Track?
I don't think it ever really happened. Even after looked at Bass Track after we checked in, I still just was like, you know, Bass Track, it can be, you know, these guys are fishermen, so they lie. So I still was never comfortable until, honestly, when I was backstage, you know, waiting to get, you know, pulled into the arena, and Adam weighed in front of me, and when I heard his weight, it kind of just all just came flying through, and I lost it. That's when I broke down.
Yeah, it was very emotional for you all throughout, because your journey's a little different than what we have seen lately. I remember busting Ben Milliken's chops a little bit after he made the elites at age 34, and they took a picture of that new elite field, and we had an 18-year-old in there. We had a couple of 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. I mean, these kids were—I don't know if any of them even shaved. There was none of them had sponsorship from a shaving company, that's for sure. And a bunch of young guys, and Ben Milliken, and he looked like he was their uncle. And here you are now at age 33. And you were working on a grounds crew at the University of Alabama. I mean, you were pouring concrete. You were, you know, had your own landscape business to support your habit. And now you're the Bassmaster Classic champion. But, you know, is that part of why that emotion was coming? Have you always been emotional, or is this something that just came out when you realized this journey has now reached this point? It's not the end, but it has reached this point.
Absolutely. I've never been an emotional guy like that. Yeah, it was definitely just, honestly, it was all that I put my family through.
Mm-hmm.
Having to be gone and, you know, even when I was home, having to work two jobs just to pay to fish the opens, and I was still having to, you know, do lawn care even when I was fishing in the Elite Series. So
yeah,
even when I was home, it wasn't like I was really home. And I think that's kind of what got me was, you know, now I feel like I'm actually able to be on the road. Hopefully I actually get to carry my wife and my little girl with me.
But yeah,
when I get back home, I don't have to worry about going out there and killing myself to try to just make ends meet. So
it really
is a blessing.
Have you sold the lawnmower yet? Because you don't need it really anymore.
I got home and I pushed it off a cliff.
Justin Hamner with us coming off his victory. And, you know, and as I said, I had an opportunity to fish with him in an open at Lake Hartwell back in 2020. And you were just grinding like crazy, man. You had that older boat and we talked about that kind of stuff. And but you did have forward facing then. It was the first time I saw it. And I was like, what are you looking at up there? And I jumped up on the front deck with you and you said, now watch this. And I remember the moment that I saw the school of fish and I saw your bait and you said, see, that's my jerk bait right there. And then I said, look, there's one coming out of the pack. And then I looked at you and you were hooked up. I mean, it was amazing to see that technology. You embraced this early on though, right? You were one of the first guys to really kind of figure that out.
Yeah, I think so. It just intrigued me so much because, you know, jerk baits and suspended fish, you know, that's always kind of been my, I don't know, the thing that we've always wondered about. And that was kind of the thing that I always tried to target. I mean, even before forward facing sonar, those suspended fish have just always been such a mystery, but it seems like when you could figure it out, it was just a whole new world of fish that have never been touched. And I don't know if that just, then when that technology comes out, it's like, oh, okay. It just opened our eyes to so, so much more that we never knew about. So
yeah. Of course, now you're running at that nice new Falcon boat and it's all wrapped and you got all your sponsorship covered up all over on your jersey and Halo rods and, you know, all the rest of Missouri and all your sponsors. So that's all good stuff. And, oh, by the way, you know, off to a nice little start, just 4 points back in the AOI between behind young Trey McKinney and Ben Milliken, Patrick Walters, a couple of points ahead of you. And then you, as you get ready to head for the Florida swing, when do you get this out of your brain and start thinking, you know what, why not put together a Bassmaster Classic and an AOI in the same year? That's a rare thing. You know, talk to me about your outlook going forward now and how you refocus on the Elite season.
Man, it might be a little bit tough. I ain't gonna lie, because I am getting blown up. It has been wild, but dude, I don't know. It's just once I get on the water, none of that other stuff, you know, even comes to my head anymore. And I think, honestly, if anything, I think it's just going to be able to let me relax and be able to fish more free and how I like to fish and not have to worry about, you know, the stressfulness of trying to make the Classic and all that stuff. So I don't know. It could, yeah, it could be even more beneficial.
$300,000. Have you bought anything yet? You've been a champion for a week now. Have you reached out? Did you buy anything? You bring some flowers home for the wife, buy her a new car? I mean, did you know, what's going on with the payback dad? I mean, what would you do with the dough?
You didn't hear. I just put it all on black.
There you go. Put it on Alabama to go all the way in March Madness, I guess.
Yeah, just let it ride.
Let it ride. That's kind of how it works. With fishing, you do let it ride.
I think the only thing I bought so far was last night when we got back into town, my little girl, her favorite thing to eat is what she calls sweet bread, but it's those Domino's cinnamon twists.
Oh yeah.
So the first thing I did when we got back, I got me and my wife pizza and got her some of that sweet bread, and we just,
there you go.
I don't know.
Dude wins. Living it up. Dude wins $300,000 and does a domino slam. That's what I love about Justin Hamner. There's no doubt about it. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Congratulations. Remember, top three. You've been on this the second time this year. Top three. Come on, after every Elite Series event. So get used to it. We may be talking again.
Hey, that sounds good to me. We can make this a monthly occurrence.
There you go. That would be great. Justin Hamner has been our guest. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up. Got to love that kid. Got to love the down-to-earth attitude about him, and he will stay grounded, and he's gonna be a factor all season long. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
And welcome back to the final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Minn Kota Hummingbird has a great opportunity for you to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a picture of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit minnkota.johnsonoutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. Now it's time for the Omnia Fishing Lake Preview. Let's take our first look at the Harris Chain, where the Elite Series will pick up in a couple of weeks. Right now, lake temps are in the mid-70s throughout the entire system on the shallow water fishery. The Navionics Lake Contour feature on the Omnia Lake app tells us that deep is a relative term down there, with the deepest spots around 15 feet. Water clarity seems to be pretty stable right now as well. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense.
Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, and it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on the $49 Omnia Pro membership by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Remember, you receive free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases as well. So you get the loyalty credits even on sale items. So get your special deal at omniafishing.com/bass. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.